famous single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Portuguese and German authorities are carrying out a new search for Madeleine McCann. The three-year-old went missing from an apartment complex in Praia da Luz in 2007. Police say the search is expected to continue until Friday. Global reporter for the Mail Online, Nick Pisa, is in Portugal and has told us they hope to link the prime suspect to the crime.
We don't know specifically, that the gut feeling is that perhaps this is just a one final straw, one final attempt at casting the net out to try and get some concrete forensic evidence.
The prime suspect in the case, known as Christian B, denies any involvement. The UN has described attacks on civilians trying to access food aid as unconscionable. Officials in Gaza say 27 people were killed after Israeli soldiers opened fire near an aid site in Rafah. The IDF claims a group posed a threat and refused to retreat when warned. The Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof is to stand down. It follows anti-Muslim populist Geert Wilders withdrawing his party from the coalition government. The government here insists Thames Water remains stable after a multi-billion pound takeover deal collapsed. A US private equity firm pulled out of the bid, which would have seen £4 billion worth of investment. The struggling supplier says it's disappointing. Shadow Environment Secretary Victoria Atkins has accused the government of talking themselves out of a deal.
According to a source close to KKR, one of the reasons they pulled out was because they were concerned about negative rhetoric directed at Thames Water and the rest of the industry in recent weeks by the Secretary of State and other ministers.
Ministers say nationalisation is not an option. England's cricketers chose to travel by e-bike to get to today's match at the Oval because of traffic congestion. Their opponents, the West Indies, were held up on their bus in South London. The start to the match was delayed by half an hour. And the weather, rain moving eastwards across England and Wales, clearing the southeast later, cooler with a high of 19. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
It's time for Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon. The American composer Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man has been in your chart since the get-go.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
One of my favourite pieces of British music is by George Butterworth, The Banks of Green Willow, the sole entry for the composer in the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. We had the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Neville Mariner. Our 3 at 3 for Tuesday. Well, we started with the man known as the father of American music, Aaron Copland. Fanfare for the Common Man, as mentioned, that piece of music has been in your chart since the very beginning, 30 years ago. It's its highest placing this year in 4 years, up 22 places to number 223. The Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Zubin Mehta. For Tchaikovsky this year, all thanks to your votes, 11 entries. Here's some stats. 4 headed in the right direction, 7 not so. 7 fallers, including Symphony No. 4. Now, to my mind, no one does the finale quite like Tchaikovsky did. Symphony number 4, the fourth and final movement of that work, played by Pavel Yadvi and the Ton Halle Orchestra of Zurich. Hall of Fame hour, Dan Walker at the helm for us on Classic FM tomorrow morning from 9.
Classic FM.
Alan Menken, King of Melody, Beauty and the Beast, Sally Herbert, looking after the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and Ferdinand Errol's Clog Dance. Not quite clogs. La Fille Mal Gardée, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Barry Wordsworth conducting here on Classic FM. Almost 3:30. Thanks to our friends at Euro Millions. I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is, ready for another drum roll, really, an incredible £199. Let's have a think about what we do with that. You could attend classical music festivals everywhere you wanted in majestic settings like Salzburg, Verona or Vienna or Berlin, wherever you fancy. Best of luck if you're taking part in tonight's Euro Millions draw. the work of Brahms, Piano Concerto No. 2, from which we enjoy the second movement. Daniel Barenboim, what a lineup. Daniel Barenboim was the pianist. We had the players of Staatskapelle Berlin, and the conductor was Gustavo Dudamel here on Classic FM. Margarita Taylor popped her head round to say good afternoon and hello. She's back with us from 4 until 7 here on Classic FM. Margarita and I have discovered that we've both made the same mistake today. We both left home with no coat. A mistake, yes, but bold.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
El Cid, the overture to the work by Miklos Roza, here on Classic FM.
Oh, Classic FM.
One of his finest works, I think, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, CPE, to his friends, the cello concerto, the third and final movement. The soloist was Nicholas Altstadt, and the ensemble Arcangelo, conducted by Jonathan Cohen. And from Carl Orff, O Fortuna, O Fortune, the opening to epic Carmina Burana, the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra and Choir, together with the Berlin State Boys Choir, getting involved in that action as well. It is 11 minutes to four here on Classic FM, and Chopin decides to turn both his hands to a waltz.
Thank you.
Arta Pizarro playing us Chopin, the waltz in E flat here on Classic FM. Been lovely to share the music with you this afternoon. Back for Classic FM requests on Wednesday from 1 o'clock. Margarita Taylor is with us next, without the coat. Great music to share with you as well on Classic FM. See you tomorrow.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Relax knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. German police are searching areas of scrubland at the resort in Portugal where Madeleine McCann went missing 18 years ago. Officers are looking near to where their suspect, Christian B., lived at the time and have been seen dredging a well. Classic FM's Henry Riley is following developments.
These are the most extensive searches in the area since 2008 and they'll be going on all week. We understand using radar equipment that can scan beneath the ground. There are around 30 German police officers from the Bundeskriminal, which is the German equivalent of the FBI, who are searching alongside Portuguese police.
The UN has called for an investigation after 27 people were reportedly killed near an aid distribution centre in Rafah in Gaza. The Israeli military says its troops opened fire on a group that posed a threat and refused to retreat. Three British people have appeared in court in Bali, accused of smuggling nearly a kilo of cocaine into Indonesia in packets of Angel Delight. 28-year-old Jonathan Collier, Lisa Stocker, who's 29, and 31-year-old Phineas Float face the death penalty if convicted. Downing Street hasn't ruled out tax rises to pay for future defence spending, as it's understood the UK will be forced to commit to 3.5% of GDP. We're told it's a NATO demand to keep the US on side, with a further 1.5% also going into defence-related infrastructure. Sir Keir Starmer yesterday repeated the importance of deterring Russia. Kem Regali from the think tank Commonwealth thinks it's all political posturing.
It's all about bringing Britain closer to the US, making Europe much more